right away and we'll see is that you have actually the ray of the diode for the diode. Of the photodiodes up or on the top of the buffer screen creates the grid, and that grid gives you a sort of XY pattern where the resolution is based on number of the photodiodes. Each one of the photodiodes reacting to the light, and then it gives you a very much this side feature, beautiful one, that you take to the analysis. That is what I'm going to try to use in order for me to prove my point. If I don't, that's fine. If I do, we're talking about the revolution. Enter it here.
On a few occasions, Wes, you referred to the Coleman experiment. I presume that is a particular patent or a particular that you probably had sent to John and Glenn and me. So, tell me what date you sent me the Coleman data, the Coleman experiment, which I believe is one of the things you're now involved in. I'll be able to hear you, don't worry, I hope you're hearing me. So, tell me when or the reference to the Coleman experiment. N2XJN, C2RIW.
Go into it when you Google Coleman and Gillespie, the Coleman and Gillespie patent. And it would be easy for you to get there. Also, some of the information about that is in the Bernese files, so I believe that I was able to send it there. Now, those guys were creating electricity out of the steady matter that was affected by 300 to 400 megahertz, actually they say 200 megahertz. In my particular situation, I've got a 450 megahertz, and that was approximately 1.1 kilowatt for the period of 70 years. Let me drop. But there is a catch. That activation is being done by using the radio waves, and then you need to reactivate that matter every hour for the period of 1 to 3 seconds, sending very small signals. Now, when we're talking about the signal and the strength of the signal, we're talking about, again, inverse square law, which would then say for the fact that as close as we are to the matter, that the less the energy we need to have to activate that. But at the same time, you will have the electricity for free because of the whatever reaction is taking place there. Trying to not use the word that would be aggravating. Then we could use the milliwatts, and those milliwatts to come out of the electricity that is already being produced by the compound. And there was so far no significant number of people who were proceeding the Coleman and Gillespie pattern, and one of the reasons was nuclear hysteria. So they tried to dump people and diverse brains, and they try to curve the opinion of a human being to the point at which, at first, there is no access to the radioactive matter, which I don't care at all. I don't deal with it. I deal with steady state with it. But also, there is no interest in it. Why should that? So all of the power of the power companies and gas and electric and gasoline is back so far. And to engineer.
My question is,
Coleman and Gillespie. Patent or Coleman Patent, you're going to find the information about it and there's a plenty of also speculation about it. What I can say is I'm 100% positive it works. It is only the matter of time to prove it. Enter a GM.
Okay, Coleman, we've got the C-O-L-M-A-N. How is Gillespie spelled? Give us the spelling of Gillespie, Eric.
G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E. The name of the patent would be Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, Harold Coleman, and Ronald Gillespie, power generator. Thank you, Andrea. That could serve as the gamma space cell set. The problem is that when you go to the the photograph of the NASA and how the penetration of the gamma rays, I would use the map of the space gamma part of the gamma.
Yeah.
over probably that might be listening to that. Is my signal going over this set?
Most of the time you are overpowering him, yes.
Thank you.
you very much. It was pretty much sweet alongside the community where I believe kind of got off into the right form of the stuff. Thank you very much, Danny. It was a great, nice position. Mr. Gia.
Time is 11:27 p.m. Sunday, January
26, 2014. K2RIW, K2KMB, you still out there, Dick? Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Thank you.
Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Staten Island with Mrs. Howell.
Considering that Ginger, Marianne, and Mrs. and Lovey Howell are all old and decrepit, none of the above. I would much rather be stranded on a desert island with on a 3-hour tour, desert island, strandedation, whatever, with probably somebody like, I don't know, Beyonce. There were interesting placements of the appliques on her almost dress last night. Yeah, well, you know, Jamie Foxx put it so succinctly. I'm staring at your woman, man. I've been noticing at these awards that the ladies are being presented a lot this year. Well, you gotta have the girls' night out. Well, if you don't have a girls' night out, then nobody's gonna vote for you. It's been making for some interesting viewing. Well, I guess ever since you came to the channel, this is where you have to find your fun, I guess. Malfunctions. Lots and lots of glue application. Yes, yes. Spirit gum and glue and hairspray and all sorts of other things that they use to keep things from not moving. They've also been known to use double stick tape. Ouch. Well, I guess, you know, if there's no hair caught in the tape, then it's all right with that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, son? And to Zeddy P. And to PPN.
What are you saying? Open the phone, it's you.
Currently connected to reflector 9126.
Breaking up here a little bit. and my call is Kilo Bravo 3 Uniform Whiskey Oscar. Let's see if you can copy that. Okay, Bob, I got you now, KB3UWO. All right, yeah. Okay, Bob, sure. From Orange County, yeah. And I haven't heard you in a while. Very good, nice to hear you. Yeah, I haven't spoken to you since sometime in December or November, something like that. Nice to hear you, and I know you have your spots here that you can make the repeater and so on. Maybe you can get an amplifier in that car, you know, like a 100-watt kicker, and then you'll be all right. So, hope the new year is going well for you. And we're doing well so far this year. Everything's been going along okay. So we're ending the second quarter of the school year on Friday and rolling into the second half of the school year next Monday. So things are going along okay. Back to you, Bob. Everything's been good here. I know you were on HF there for quite a while with the new rig that I think you had in the Kia. Things have been going well for me, just been really cold. Although I did finally get a vertical up at the house, I could just about make the 850 machine from home on the vertical, but a little bit more challenged. I'm not sure, I'm pushing 75 watts now, so I don't know, maybe I gotta go for 200 watts in the car. It really helped me out a little bit. Anyway, you're right, it's been a while. I hope you had a great new year and great holiday. And other than that, we're just trying to stay warm. Over to you, Pete. KB3UWO. Okay, KB3UWO, W2SCT Mobile. And yeah, the holiday